We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. All 4 hours happy hour brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Hey, the Cask 111 now available. The only Tennessee high malt bourbon handcrafted in small batches and bottled unfiltered from the cask. That 111.
That 111. That 111, man. I don't know. It went limb.
The 111's tough. I mean, like you said, Randy, you went toe-to-toe with it one night. We're still not sure who won. I think it was a draw. And it seems like I probably said this every single Friday over the last month, which is a blessing, and it's also true. I've got family coming into town today.
Who's coming today?
My brother Ryan and his wife Raina. They get into town today. Some of the last of the family that have yet to meet baby Lily. And we have some of that Chattanooga whiskey here. And Ryan is a big fan of whiskey. So I can't wait to get into that a little bit later with him. It'll be a nice way to spend a happy hour Friday evening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you get to hang out with your brother, because I remember last time they were here, they tried to drink you out of house and home. But now, you know.
But that's we had to have a conversation about that when my first brother, Cole, got here. I was like, hey, like, look, we're going to have a good time. We can hang out. But, like, a lot of that liquor that's over there, like, that was gifts and stuff.
So, yeah. Like, so don't be helping yourself. Don't be helping. Yeah. Like, I'm
a liquor
you know
store
me.
Down the road. All right.
Yeah, that's. But, you know, when you come to my house, you're not a guest. That's why I always tell people the first time you come to my house, I might get you drink the first time. After that, I'm not making no more damn drinks. You are not a guest in my house. Once you come in here, you get whatever you want. Our house is your house. But there are certain parts and there are certain liquors that if they ain't open, don't open it. And what I mean by that, if you want it opened, then come and say, ask Randy, can I open this? Don't be going, like the liquor cabinet that's in the living room, don't be going in there just opening liquor, all right? You know, I had to check my sister-in-law. She was over there. I was like, oh, what you doing? I was going to open up this bottle of liquor. Oh, no, you wasn't. No. That's that liquor right there. You see that right there? That ain't for party consumption. That's for Randy chilling consumption.
Yeah, it's different.
Big difference. It's a big difference.
There's the chilling liquor, and then there's the Randy chilling liquor.
Exactly. That liquor right there. Things. That liquor ain't meant for y'all to put a whole bunch of damn soda in it with it. No, no. We drink it straight.
I did put them into the fridge though, and I was like, we got all these beers that we've had for a long time, Bud Light Limes, among them. Feel free to drink all those that you want. If you want to work your way through that drawer, that's all yours. And he has, which I appreciate. Let's give a couple shout-outs here. We do need to shout out our guy Extreme Auto Detail. He's with us every single Friday. No Bud Light Limes for him today, though. You got the 30-pack of High Life. Looks like a 30-pack of Natural Ice, which, damn. I mean, throwback to college there.
He about to go ham.
And then he's got a 24-pack of Bud Heavy Tall Cans. My dad would be proud of that.
He about to go ham, man. That's all I need to know, man. He about to go ham. He's still up there in Michigan visiting family. I think that's where he was at. But before we go any, we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't remember what today is. 9/11. Everybody knows the tragedy that happened in our country 19 years ago. And I'm sure if you're around, you know exactly where you were when we went through that as a country. And we just wanted to make sure that for myself, Andy, Ryan and Wendy in Midday Show, just wanted to just, you know, continuously think about those people that risk their lives and the people that just die for no reason. And we just, you know, just wanted to make sure we shout that out.
Yeah, absolutely. 19 years. Unbelievable, right? 19 years ago. And we talked a little bit about this last year. And for people that are my age, we've now lived, and I think you're close to this too, Randy. You'll get there event, like next year maybe. You've lived more years post 9/11 than pre 9/11.
Right.
Which is kind of an interesting thing to because, you know, the further you get away from it, the further you kind of remember how things were slightly different beforehand with airport or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely on our minds today and on our hearts and thoughts and prayers. That's with us all day long. We are going to get to Chris Goforth coming up in 20 minutes. Chris Goforth, by the way, hosting the Falcons Radio Network pregame, halftime, and postgame coverage this year. Also with you and Chuckery on the college football game time on Saturdays. So lots of Goforth this college and pro football season, which, I mean,
Can't get enough of Chris.
I think is great. The more Goforth we have talking football, the better. He's going to be with us at 11:20 on Fridays. Jarvis going to join us at 12:20, our Falcons insider. So lots of Falcons conversation coming up. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. And let's start the NFL No Huddle with, you want to talk about, I don't know if nerves is the right word, but excitement, tension, readiness for this football game on Sunday afternoon between the Falcons and the Seahawks. Dan Quinn is in a very important spot this football season. And it all starts on Sunday afternoon. Here's the coach of the Falcons.
For us, having a man like Matt and Julio to that effect, too, to come in and reps and teaching and being on the same page, I would say Julio and Matt and Alex Mack up with the front and making calls, that kind of leadership, that kind of experience, it's huge.
And he's right. That is one thing that the Falcons have. That's something that we saw last night that benefited the Chiefs, that continuity. Guys that have played together in this weird season, you know, knowing one another and being able to hit the ground running is certainly valuable. And if you look at the flip side of that, that's also one of those things that goes in the, okay, you have no excuse column for the Falcons. Because one of the big arguments that was made about retaining the coaching staff and keeping so many of these core things together for this team is that's going to help them. And that was before you knew what this weird offseason was going to be. And now with this weird offseason, it should help them more. So, you know, every single thing that over the last couple of years has been like, well, you know, this didn't work out because of that. And there was young guys. No, there are literally no excuses this season for the Falcons. And that veteran leadership with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones is chief among why.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Falcons will not lose games because of leadership, right? They will not. All right, you got three on the offensive side that are great leaders. You have some in most lead by example. And on the defensive side, you got the same at all three levels, Grady, Deion, and Ricardo. You got leaders. So the leadership, the Falcons do not have the void of leadership as far as the players go. So, no, they don't. Their thing is that they have got to get out of their own damn way and realize how good they are. And I think that's a lot of times what happens with you see teams are like, damn, they got so many. They got this guy. Why can't they win? A lot of you can't get out your own damn way. It's always something. And then when you get to that point, and it's just human nature, Andy, you kind of get sometimes into that, oh, here we go again mentality. You don't want that with this Falcons team because they are good enough. I have been reading and listening to pundits talk about this is a team that people might be sleeping on because of the talent they have. All you got to do is put it together. That's the thing about the Falcons. They got the talent to do and to go where we expect them to go. They just got to put it together. It's easier said than done, but that's all you got to do. You got to put it together, and you got to grow up. If you're a young player, you're in a position where you got to grow up right now. Okay, I know Caleb, and I know Chris Lindstrom, all they played last year. So now you got to grow up. You got to let them drop, son. You know, you got to let them drop. All right? You got to let them drop, and then let's go because – They have no room for mark. They have no margin. You know, margin for error.
They don't.
Yeah. They have no room for error right now. They can't get off to a slow start. They can't come out the gates 1-3. No, they can't. And so the sense of urgency needs to be there, starting at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
And I'm not saying if you don't score a touchdown on the first drive, or if you're down 7-3 after the first quarter, or something like that, that the game can't be turned around or that the season is a wash or something like that. But wouldn't it be nice just for once over the last couple of years for the Falcons just to, you know, get a little momentum early, like to get off to a start, maybe get a good break, you know, like have something break your way early in the game. Maybe Russell Wilson makes a bad throw or Chris Carson puts it on the ground or something. Like with that limited margin for error, and the Falcons do, they do. And most teams in the NFL have a small margin for error. I think the Chiefs maybe have a little bit more margin. I don't know who else you want to throw in that list, whatever. But most teams in the NFL are living and dying by 2, 3, 4 plays on Sunday being the difference between winning and losing. Don't miss those opportunities early. Like, if the Seahawks give you a chance to put your foot on their neck early in the game, teams put their foots on the Falcons' necks early in the football season last year. They were down 21-0 to the Vikings before we blinked in week one of the season last year. And it seemed like that was every game, save for maybe that Eagles game in week two, for the entire first half of the season. I mean, let's not do that. Let's start well, play well the whole time, finish well. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of importance on getting off to a good start. I know we're going to get to our keys to the game in the 1 o'clock hour, but that may be a little bit of a hint as to what one of the keys to the game may be. The NFL season is officially underway. The Chiefs played last night against the Texans. I'm sure many of you watched it. I'm sure lots of people drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire in their fantasy drafts. Well, if you did draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire, then you're probably really happy about this.
They zone block it to the right, cut back left, run it, goes to Edwards-Helaire, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, CEH with TD 1! What a night for the rookie, Clyde Edwards-Helaire!
Ah, the announcer got it wrong. Anyway, he went for 138 last night on 25 carries and a touchdown, and I mean, sometimes this happens in the NFL where guys just are such an immediate and obvious fit for a team that it feels like they've already been there.
Yeah.
Didn't it feel like he's already been on the Chiefs for a couple years after what we watched him do last night?
When they drafted him, didn't everybody? I didn't hear one person say that was a bad draft pick when they picked him.
Oh yeah, obviously. There you go.
The thing with him is, Andy, is that because he's so little, and I'm talking about short, that he hides. He was hiding behind, and he would come through those little creases, man. He's such an effective runner. He's bigger. He's just stocky. Now, he got blessed one time on a blitz pickup, but that happens to young. Like, because if you 5'7 and you getting blessed like that, that means you need to get down to probably about 5'3 to pick up that block. Because he got blessed on, but the thing about it, Patrick got the ball off. But yeah, he got blessed on blitz pickup, but that happens to your back. You're going to get your chest caved in a couple times. It happens. But other than that, I mean, the dude was all over the place, played well. Chris Jones was so dominant, man. That one push pull he had on that guard. I mean, I was like, I jumped out my chair. I was like, I like to see them. And, but I mean, Kansas City going to be a problem.
Yeah,
and now you got a guy, huh?
They're good.
Yeah, and you got a guy now that's going to get these seven man boxes. Because you remember we talked with Arch yesterday about it's a nickel league. You have to play nickel against, at least nickel against Kansas City because of the fact that it's Travis Kelce and all those things. Can you hold up in the run against nickel is the biggest thing today in today's football. And yesterday, Houston, Texas couldn't.
Yeah, again, I don't know what you do. I know there's a lot of smart defensive minds around the league. And the Chiefs are bound to have a down week or two. But you just talk about talent and lots of it and continuity and probably the best quarterback in the NFL. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple months from now we're talking about the same thing we were talking about with the Patriots back in 2008. A team that has a chance to run the table. That's how good they are. And you mentioned it yesterday, Randy, before they even played. It was talked a lot about this morning after everyone saw what they did last night. That team's damn good, man. Not just on offense either. That defense is really good too. Another game we're all really looking forward to this weekend, and I don't know if there's a way they both could lose. That would be great. Probably not. Maybe they'll tie. Is the Bucs and the Saints. Here's Tom Brady.
You know, I'm just happy to be playing and excited for the game this Sunday. We got a great opponent. Drew's an incredible quarterback. You know, we know they got a great offense, but they got a really talented defense. It's going to be a great football game.
Yeah, I think it is. It's certainly going to be an exciting football game, and it's one that everybody's looked forward to since the Bucs started doing what they did this offseason, getting Tom Brady and Gronk and all that. New Orleans favored by 3.5 at home. I'm very much looking for that's the afternoon game on Fox, 4:25 kickoff. Can't wait to see what that one looks like.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that game, man. The first matchup between 40-year-old quarterbacks in NFL history, man. And
wow,
we know Drew's talking about borrowed time. I mean, I like the Saints in this game because of just the newness of what the Bucs are. I know how great Tom Brady is, but he is new in this in that system and everything. And the Saints, they Kansas City, they just been together. They know what each other are going to do, and they got one hell of a football coach in Sean Payton. But You know, and I'm going to be looking forward to that game, man. I really, really am. But like you said, it's going to be that 4 o'clock game. By then, I'll be nice and buzzed, so because I'm going to have to wake it up anyways. The great thing about Sunday, just that one cheat day, gets your Waffle House, get you an all-star in you, and go to work.
You already got the game plan set, dude, for Sunday.
I have the most strenuous routine on Saturday and Sundays in the fall.
How'd the Wings go last night, by the way?
Oh, man, they were biting, Andy. Whoo, they were biting.
The keto homemade lemon pepper, right?
Yeah. They were biting, Andy.
All right, good.
The only thing about making wings with my wife is this: she likes flats just as much as I do, so I thought, you know, have to give her all the damn flats. But it don't matter, man. Chicken is chicken to me. Sometimes I like the flats.
That's just a part of being a good husband, Randy.
Y'all ain't never heard of let them drop. Somebody said you're now let them drop, Nick Mike. Y'all ain't never heard that before?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant when you said that one. Yeah. I didn't get the reference in the 10 o'clock hour. I got that one. That could be the Falcons slogan. Let them drop.
Yeah, let them drop.
Let them drop. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to Chris Goforth. He's going to join us at 11:20 every single Friday. He's the host of the Falcons pregame, halftime, and postgame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. So don't go anywhere on a Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Wake Whiskey.
Up.
We'll be right back. We got fumble problems already over there?
No, man. I was drinking my shake, and my arm went across the mic, and it fell on the floor. That's all it was.
Okay. All right.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it, but Brian said it sounded like the end of the world over there.
Yeah, man, I was breaking my shake and went to put it down and knocked over the mic. No, the mic just hit the ground.
Okay, all right, good to know. You got to fall on the fumble. I'm sure you got it. Scoop and score. We're 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us at 11:40. We'll get back into the most important audio in the world, top of the noon hour. We do need a couple things from you here on a Happy Hour Friday on the Midday Show, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. We are going to play Sports Jeopardy at 12:40, going for two in a row, by the way, Randy. So get your Sports Jeopardy questions in at Wendy Radio on Twitter or Instagram. Direct message, question, and answer. We'll get to sports trivia at 12:40. Also, we need your fantasy football questions for the 1 o'clock hour. Brian Gebhardt going to help us out with some fantasy football advice, lineup setting, whatever you need to know before the weekend gets here. We'll get to that around 1:30 this afternoon. So send fantasy football questions as well. Before we get there, though, this is something we're going to do every single Friday at 11:20. And I said it before, I'll say it again. This man's voice just sounds like football to me. So I'm very much looking forward to talking to Chris Goforth every single Friday. We start here on the WageWorth.com hotline. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Andy, I've never been told that I sound like an inflated pig bladder before, but, you know, I'll take it.
All right. You know
it's
what I
damn
mean.
Damn compliment, Chris.
You know what I mean, Chris. You sound like football season is here. But Chris is going to be doing pre, half, and post on the Falcons Radio Network. Obviously, still doing college football game time with Randy Mack and John Chuckery. So lots of football from Chris this fall, and rightfully so. Let's start with what the Falcons need to start with. We talked about this earlier. Doesn't it feel like getting off to a hot start, getting off to a good start in the game on Sunday is really, really important for these guys?
Yeah, that's one of the things that Harry and I are going to be talking about on Sunday is I don't think this team, certainly not this coaching staff, this regime in Atlanta where the Falcons can afford to start off this season the way they started off last year. I think you want to hope they can find a little bit of that same kind of magic that carried them to, you know, a 6-2 finish through the final eight games last year, that some of that can carry over. You know, a 6-2 start, especially given the schedule the Falcons have this year and the start to this season. You know, I think if you can get off to a 6-2 start, to this season, that would be a tremendous way to round out the first half of the season, if they can do that, again, especially given this schedule. But, you know, you can't afford another, you know, 1-7 start to the season again.
Chris, and me and Andy, I don't want to say, you know, how many wins does he need in this first half of the season to continue going on as the head coach. But 1-3, Chris, in your opinion, do you think there's a possibility they're 1-3 that this might be a changing of the guard after that week?
I certainly think it's possible. I think it depends on how they look after 1-3. I mean, what does 1-3 look like at that point? I think that's going to factor into it as well. But yeah, certainly. I mean, I think that's I think that's possible. And then, you know, the other thing you have to wonder about too, Randy, is what's the impact of the pandemic going to be on all of this? You know, we've talked a little bit about it at the college level before, about maybe there's some guys that in a normal year might be terminated this year at the collegiate level, and it doesn't happen because of what the financial situation is. Now, it's a little different between college football and the NFL, but still, that's one of those things that I think it's at least worth looking at in terms of, you know, what's it going to cost to be able to make this move.
Well, I also think with the pandemic, obviously the lead up to the season has been different, and we just have less eyeballs on this team than we normally would on the Friday before their first game. We would have seen them play preseason games. We would have been able to be out there at Flowery Branch watching practice, and some people have been, but I feel like maybe this isn't true, but it feels like there's more unknowns with this football team than in seasons past. What are some of those unknowns, or maybe the biggest unknown that you're looking to and hoping to learn about on Sunday?
Man, I think there's a couple on both sides of the ball. Andy, let's go first. Let's go with this young secondary and A.J. Terrell, who I know has been hampered a little bit this week with he's been slowed a little bit in practice with an injury. What does that secondary look like? There is the age-old question that it seems like we've been talking about since John Abraham left town. Can the Falcons generate a pass rush? Will they generate a pass rush? I think that's something that, you know, it's a little bit retooled up front with Dante Fowler coming over. I think it's a big year for Tack to be able to prove what he can do. And I think the Falcons have let him know that this is going to be a pivotal year for him, especially if he wants to stay here or if he wants to get that next payday. So I think, obviously, pass rush, secondary, two key questions. And then on the flip side of the ball, you come back around to that offensive line. In years past, when they have been able to protect Matt Ryan, he's been really, really good. But Atlanta quarterbacks were sacked 50 times last year. They were hit 135 times last year. That can't happen. And then the other, and maybe the biggest unknown to me, is Todd Gurley. What is he? Who is he? How is he once he gets on the field? You know, he averaged, I think, 17 touches a game last year through 15 games with the L.A. Rams. Can the Falcons get him the ball more, and what can he do with it? Falcons have got to get better on the ground, guys. 85 yards a game last year rushing for the Falcons. That's not going to get it done. It's got to be better, and Todd Gurley's got to be a huge, huge part of that.
And yesterday we were talking today, CG. We were I think we said the carry somewhere around 20 touches, and he was at 17 last year, and he didn't have his most productive year. So, what are you thinking? Maybe 20 to 23 touches for Todd Gurley, and if they're at that point in their productive touches, this team should be pretty explosive on offense, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, Randy. I think 20 to 23 is probably the magic number for him. I think that's ideally. I know Dirk Cutter had some story back, what was it, back in July or something on ESPN that, you know, they wanted to, you know, they were looking at 20 to 25 carries a game or 20 to 25 touches a game for Todd Gurley. I think if that number can be somewhere in the low 20s, I think that's good. And also, too, I think if he is getting it 20 to 23 times a game, whether it's through a handoff, through a screen pass, or, you know, a wheel route out of the backfield. However, so long as you get him the ball, if he's getting it that many times, that means, A, that he's healthy. And if Todd Gurley's healthy, I think we've seen exactly what this guy can do. Even with, that knee is it's going to be a problem for him. It's going to be a problem from here on out for Todd Gurley. But if they can get him the ball that many times, you got to feel like he is going to be able to put up enough numbers, Randy, to keep for this offense to, as you said, to be explosive.
Chris Goforth joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Chris is going to be hosting the pre-half and post-game show with Harry Douglas on the Falcons Radio Network starting on Sunday. I know it's a different season, and there are definitely different pieces to both of these teams, but I'm sure you've dug into some of the numbers from last year, Chris. Where do the Falcons have an advantage based on what we think they're going to look like and what we think the Seahawks are going to look like?
Well, here's a couple of things I think to keep in mind. from the Falcons standpoint, look, you still got those two guys out wide in Julio and Calvin Ridley. And I think so long as those two guys are lining up against just about anybody else in the league, you're going to have an advantage of those guys being able to get open. I look forward to seeing what Hayden Hurst can bring. He's a little bit bigger. He's got a little bit better 40 time than what Austin Hooper had. Now, the numbers previously for Hayden Hurst haven't been all that impressive. The guy's only started, what? I think he doesn't even have 15 starts yet in the NFL, I think. So his numbers aren't where Austin Hooper was, but he was playing at a completely different offense in Baltimore that I don't know he ever truly got the opportunity to be able to show off what he can do. He's going to get that opportunity here. So if there's one strength that the Falcons have, it's with that passing game. Remember when they played the Seahawks last year and lost by 7, Matt Ryan did not play in that game. Seattle had a nice day on the ground. Chris Carson from over at Parkview High School had 90 yards and averaged about 5 yards a carry against the Falcons a year ago. How can the Falcons defensively hold up against that run? Because I think it'll be more of the same. It wasn't Russell Wilson that beat them last year so much as it was what the Seahawks could do on the ground. Atlanta opening up in that big nickel look. At least that's what the starting lineup says. They'll go with 3 safeties in a nickel. So we'll see how they use. I expect somebody, you know, maybe KZ is the guy that gets moved down in the box and plays up close to the line of scrimmage like that. Extra linebacker to try to defend against the run.
Chris, we appreciate it, man. We can't appreciate wait to talk to you every single Friday. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you soon.
Chris Goforth there, pregame, halftime, postgame show host, Falcons Radio Network.
Obviously, no, that was not me choking.
That was me choking.
That wasn't me.
That was me. I tried to take a sip of coffee during one of his answers and it went down the wrong pipe. I don't know what happened. Ridiculous. I forgot how to drink. That's how bad I am at drinking right now, Randy. I can't even drink coffee without choking on it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone on a Happy Hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, including an update on COVID Carol. More news on COVID Carol, so don't go anywhere.
She's done now.
We'll find out next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Game.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
It's Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Tweet us whatever it is that you're drinking. At TBM929, at RandyMack81, at Wendy Radio. We will give you a shout-out on the radio. It's that easy. It is time now for the Wendy Zone, 1140 every single day.
Wendy!
We chat with Wendy Adams. Hey, Wendy.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing.
Football season.
Football season. Wasn't it so great to just have the NFL on your TV last night? I was smiling ear to ear. It was like, there's live football. And it sounded like football because there was, I mean, a limited crowd there, but it sounded pretty good.
So how many stadiums get to have fans? I know the Chiefs do. Are the Cowboys?
No.
Maybe?
I don't know.
There's
don't
like
know.
two or three of them.
I heard last night Jacksonville. I thought it was Jacksonville.
Miami, okay.
In Miami, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I thought I heard Jacksonville.
Well, any NFL stadium can have fans. It's just up to the individual teams on whether or not they'll have fans and also on the state that they're in.
Got it. Okay. Because what the bummer is, I mean, obviously it's a bummer that fans won't be allowed to be in the stadiums. We get it, but it sucks. All the pictures are being tweeted out from Mercedes-Benz. I'm sure you guys are seeing these pictures.
Yeah.
The end zones look amazing. Like,
yeah, they do.
They went with the ATL in the end zones, like the blacked out end zones. I don't know.
So I guess they weren't all black. Let's hold on.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Shout out to the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they just, it was somebody at the door, like, who the hell? They know I'm working. And the Atlanta Falcons just delivered a custom-made jersey for me with my number on it in the new black jersey with my name on the back. It is so amazing. I do appreciate it. Make sure we will tweet out pictures when my wife get back so I can hold it up because I ain't taking no selfies. But it is an amazing gesture by them, and I do greatly appreciate Atlanta Falcons. Thank y'all so much, Dave, Bastion, and all y'all up there. Appreciate you, man.
I was going to ask, is it balcony selfie time? Like,
oh, no, I ain't taking no selfie. And then my wife is on the way home. I'll hold it, and I'm going to hold it up. I'm not going to, you know, and take a pic. Thank you.
What number?
86.
Oh, the Georgia number. That's
cool.
Somebody got an email. The Georgia number.
Yeah, man.
That's
so
excellent.
So that is so much. That is so amazing. Appreciate y'all, Atlanta Falcons. That is so awesome.
All right. Sorry, Wendy.
No, it's fine. I mean, maybe I haven't gotten a knock on my door yet, so hopefully that'll happen soon with my Falcons jersey, just in case they're winning. But anyways, or they're listening. Anyways, we are doing Sports Jeopardy in an hour, and listeners have been really great, but there's a couple of that have not DM'd their questions. So if you have a sports trivia question, please direct message me at Wendy Radio on either Twitter or my Instagram, the question and the answer. That way, Randy and Andy cannot cheat in 1 hour.
Oh, no. Randy doesn't cheat. Randy loses like a man. That's the thing about it.
So
you don't lose like a man.
I win like a man, too, like last week.
No. You don't lose like a man. I lose like a man. All right? Okay.
Everything I do is like a man because I'm a man, a grown-up one.
Hey, I told you, man.
Grown-up, hairy-chested man.
Hey, man, I'm a man's man, Andy. I'm a man's man, Andy. Okay?
So am I.
All right. No, okay. Hey, Wendy, what you got?
Well, guys, it's time for an update on COVID, Carol. So let's go down to the NBA bubble.
NBA bubble burst. The latest news popping out of Orlando.
So if you're not familiar on who COVID, Carol is, yesterday I told you about a story about the NBA investigating Houston Rockets player Daniel House Jr. for allowing a COVID tester, now known as COVID, Carol, into his hotel room. But I got this tweet from a listener yesterday, and it comes from Black Sports Online. I'm just going to read you guys the headline. I'll follow it up with the story. Yes. It says, Rockets Daniel House Jr. being used as a fall guy after female bubble Rona tester snuck into the hotel to actually seek a Rockets player not being named. So the only people being named in the report, according to The Athletic, are Tyson Chandler and Daniel House. But according to the story, when the female was questioned, COVID Carol, by the NBA security, she did not implicate House's name. And it is uncertain whether she remains on campus. She claimed to have contact with Chandler and another player not named House, according to sources. So House apparently being used as a fall guy. And now I'm wondering who that Houston Rockets player is that's not being implicated.
So COVID Carol a freak.
Yeah.
She said she was with Tyson and another Rocket. So is she a freak? Yeah.
She got enough Q-tips to go around.
But exactly, because you know she does wondrous things with Q-tips. She got both of them hooked. But my thing is on campus. So they detaining her? Do they got her in the room with the swinging light bulb, Andy?
They're playing good cop bad cop with her.
Yeah, are they interrogating her? Who was it?
Well, we know who it was, right? I mean.
I ain't gonna put that on James. Is that why James was tied last night?
Yeah. Why did James Harden shot 20% in the field last night? James Harden. That's who it was. And of course they blamed it on Daniel House. Why wouldn't they? That's what we said yesterday. I mean, the Rockets are gonna lose the series anyway, but they're not gonna lose because Daniel House can't play. Daniel House, I mean, he's a nice player, but he's not making that much of a difference to their chances in this series. But that's a perfect fall guy. You have a fall guy who's not that big of a deal on your team.
Tyson don't even play.
He doesn't even play. Exactly. That's why Tyson Chandler is a perfect fall guy too.
But I'm just saying, dog. This is the thing with me. I'm all for taking one for the team. You know, for us to succeed. And I ain't talking about what they talking about doing. I'm all about but I ain't gonna be embarrassed by this for nobody. I don't care. All right. No. I ain't no snitch about nothing. But I will emphatically leak a number or something. he got a 3 and a 1 in his number. I promise you I will. Because the thing about it is, House is getting he getting drug right now.
He is.
You know, because
he is.
I mean, really?
Did you just say I'm not a snitch, but essentially I will snitch? Like, that's basically what you just said.
Hey, Andy, what did I always tell you, dog? I ain't going down for nobody if I didn't do something in order for me to get in trouble.
Like,
don't cut. Don't rob no bank and then come over here talking about Randy hiding me out. Hell no. Hey, FBI, he out there in the pool house right over that way. Hell yeah. Don't if you done committed a crime and I know I wasn't there and it's me or you. Hey, FBI, what's the reward first? Because I might not turn you in if the reward is like $3,000. I give you a head start.
But
you talking about $100K? You talking about $50K? Yeah, FBI. Yeah.
Hey, so. If there was a crime committed at 92.9 The Game and we needed a fall guy or gal, who is it?
Who's going to be
Who's the fall guy in 92.9 The Game?
Oh, Abe. Yeah. Abe all the way. Abe is the fall guy.
Why is Abe gotta be the fall guy?
Yeah, Abe ain't no snitch. Yeah. Like I said, I ain't no snitch, but I ain't going down for nobody. I'm just saying, if I had nothing to do. Now, if I'm a part of it, then I ain't snitching. If I'm actually a part of the offense, then I'll never snitch. Never. You could ask my mama. My mama whooped me so bad because I wouldn't snitch, and then took me to the jail. So I ain't snitching. But if I didn't do it, and it's me or you,
information might get leaked.
Yeah. Especially if I'm talking about if I get reprimanded, like, okay, I got it. Y'all going to suspend me for a day or so. Cool. But if y'all talking about I'm losing my job, oh, hell no.
I'll dry snitch. You know that. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world. Wendy, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wendy.
It's a happy hour Friday. We need your Sports Jeopardy questions. Send them to Wendy. We need your fantasy football questions. Tweet them at us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.